Hi, my name is Dr. Stephen Grupp. I am the director of the Cancer Immunotherapy Program at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and I'm also a professor of pediatrics at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. I'm here today to talk to you about some news that has come across in the CAR T-cell field. I think it's been an exciting couple weeks because the first presentation to the Food and Drug Administration about an engineered cell therapy, about a CAR T-cell therapy, happened. We went before the Oncology Drug Advisory Committee, a group from Novartis, which is a drug company that's seeking approval for CTL019, the CD19-directed CAR T-cell therapy that has been designed for pediatric and young adult patients with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And this is a therapy that's going to have other uses for sure, but this is really the first time this has gone in front of the Food and Drug Administration, and we were excited to present the data, and even more excited at the end of the day when the advisory panel voted 10-0 to recommend approval to the Food and Drug Administration. And at this point, we're waiting for the next steps. We spent a lot of time talking about the issue of risk-benefit in these patients. These were patients with refractory disease in many cases, relapsed in all, or primary refractory. And these patients really had no other treatment options available to them. And the data across multiple trials have seen efficacy of anywhere from 83 to 95% complete response rates. And the vast majority of these patients are also minimal residual disease negative. So those are all real positives, I think, in terms of the risk benefit. Of course, there are unique toxicities that are associated with CAR T-cell therapy, the most notable of which is cytokine release syndrome. But in our global registration trial, we really showed that we could do this safely across 25 centers in 11 countries. Many centers that hadn't treated these sorts of cell therapy patients before, but very good centers that had prior significant transplant and intensive care unit experience. And so we were able to do this safely across the globe in a way that was very comparable to the results that we had locally in a single institution trial. There was also a lot of discussion at the FDA about long-term safety. So this is a gene therapy, and for the first time, we have these patients who have a potential for surviving for many years post this sort of treatment. And so what is the sort of safety follow-up that's actually required was something the agency was really focused on. Is it necessary to do genetic testing for something that's called replication-competent lentivirus? And the sense was that it probably was not, because that didn't seem to be a realistic risk in the absence of any clinical events that would suggest that. There were concerns about oncogenicity, in other words, activation of T-cell proliferation with the CAR T-cell gene that's inserted into these T-cells, and we really don't see any evidence of that at all across many hundreds of patients, so that was actually quite reassuring. This is a cellular immunotherapy, so it's a brand new way of treating cancer and a brand new way of applying immunotherapy, and all of the really striking results, including this trial, which led to this successful ODAC. All of these successful results have been in patients with blood cancer, hematologic malignancies, specifically ALL, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and to a certain extent CLL as well. And these are all CD19 positive malignancies. There's also emerging data in multiple myeloma. The key thing, of course, for all of us is, will this be applicable to solid tumors? And that's really the work of the next 5 years, to see if we can really apply what we've learned in hematologic malignancies to the solid tumor world. And that's another whole level of understanding that we're going to have to get. There's going to be more technological development required before this is successful, but this is something we're all very excited about. And of course, most exciting is the fact that if the FDA chooses to approve this, which we should learn about in the next month or two, then this would be the first engineered cell therapy available for prescription in the United States. And I think that Novartis intends a very careful rollout to specific trained centers. There'll be a certification process. This is all a new approach to delivering this brand new therapy. But I think we've learned a lot from the registration trials that really allow us to figure out how to do this safely across multiple centers.